The Spanish Fly Experience.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rudy Herrera. Thank you so much for producing that, man. You, great job every single week as usual, brother. Appreciate it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Spanish Fly's Experience. My name is Spanish Fly. Hopefully everybody is having a fantastic Friday. That's right, TGIF. You know what that means. Time for another episode of Spanish Fly's Experience on this podcast right here. The show where I take you back and I make you reminisce, I make you cry, I make you laugh. You know, whatever it is that we do with these songs that I play for you, that make you happy, make me happy, make me sad, make you sad. Whatever it is, man. Just little something that we like to have fun with every single week, you know. Just aside from my show that I do every single Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KUBU 96.5 FM, The Voice of Sagtown. This is another thing that I do right here just to get it out there, man. We just, you know, we're having some fun with this shit. So on here I get to cuss, I get to say what I want, you know, do what I want, and play what I want. And I hope you guys enjoy the show, man. Big shout out to Villains and Saints Clothing as well. My boy Rudy Herrera and the homies put it down with the gear, man. I'm telling you, go to their website, www.villainsandsaints.com. Also, go to their Instagram, go to the Facebook, search for the Villains and Saints Clothing, and check out the fresh gear they got online, man. I'm telling you, they got gear for every single season, man. Winter, spring, summer, fall. It's this season. I'm telling you, dope clothing. You'll enjoy the stuff they got on there. I hope you guys go out there, show the boys some love, and buy some of that stuff on there, man. Take care of the homies, man. Look out. All right. This song right here, I'm going to kick it off. Rudy, what do you say? This song right here is from Coming to America soundtrack. This movie right here, love this movie. No other movie like it in the world. Takes me back to 1986, bro. This just when I was 10 years old. Yes, I'm old. I don't give a shit. And starring Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, James Earl Jones, Max Sinclair, Eric LaSalle, Samuel L. Jackson even came out on this movie. Louis Anderson, so many great actors on this movie. Funny as shit, man. I'm telling you, everybody's seen it. I know even my kids have seen that movie. They love it. But this song was on the movie. It was on the soundtrack. Dude was an unknown, as always, man. As movies, the songs that I always, you know, select are pretty much like dudes you never even heard, or people we never even heard of, man. It's funny. I guess I got it like that. But anyway, this was on the part where the girl is dancing and the dude comes to the door with the earrings, and you know, the girl's chilling there, gets the earrings and says she's messing around, da da da. You know what I'm talking about, right? But the song that was playing in the background is the song I'm going to play for you now. This is Michael Rogers. Yes, an unknown guy. You can't even Google him, can't even Wikipedia him, nothing. This song is called I Like It Like That. And you're getting it right here on Spanish Fly's Experience with me, Spanish Fly. Hope you all enjoy the song.
I like it like that. chose as a way that this thing works. Let's do it to each other just a little bit more.
Just heard Michael Rogers, I Like It Like That, off the Coming to America soundtrack, the Spanish Fly and Spanish Fly's Experience. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to my podcast every single Friday. Hopefully you guys are having a good time right now. If you do drink, go to the refrigerator, grab yourself a cold one, lean back and listen to the rest of the show. I got a fabulous lineup coming up, man. Good songs coming up. Take you back to those days that I was, you know, messing around as a kid, you know, whatever time of life, you know, whatever time of year it was for me. I'm gonna just throw it out there for you guys, man. This is my songs, my experience, or, you know, songs that made me happy, songs that made me sad. I'm gonna do it for you right here. All right, all right. This next song right here was actually released by a guy who went solo after having a somewhat cool career with a group called The Time. You know, he was discovered by Prince, and it came out on the movie Purple Rain. They were known for songs like Jungle Love and stuff like that, but you know, shit happens, and of course, you know, they separate. Sometimes they stay together, sometimes they don't. And this dude right here separated from his group, actually was pretty successful. He had an album called Color of Success, and you know, he had songs under like Fishnets, and you know, I'm pretty sure you've heard that song. But anyway, this next song right here, 7 minutes long, but great song, just dope song. Love this song right here, you know, love jam right here. To me, it is. it was off the album Color of Success. This song right here is called Don't Wait For Me from Morris Day, who used to be a part of The Time, went solo and did this song right here. So everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed this song. This is Spanish Fly's Experience, and I'll be talking a little bit more about Villains and Saints and a whole bunch of other stuff, so keep it locked right here to Spanish Fly's Experience.
Don't wait for me.
Wait for me from Morris Day. Used to be a part of the time. Yes, right. This is Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly's Experience. What's going on, everybody? You know, who remembers Kid and Play? I know I do. Man, listen to them growing up as a kid. loves watching them rap and dance, man, especially the dancing. Remember the kid played, they put the legs together and do all that tapping around, spinning around in circles and getting dizzy and all that stuff, man. I don't know how the hell they did it, man, but man, I love to watch them dance and love to watch them perform and also love to watch the Mac, man. And they came on this movie called Class Act back in like 1992, and of course, you know, great songs on there as well on the soundtrack. And this song right here, I don't remember hearing. Actually, yeah, they did play. This is when they were at the club. Each one was talking to two different girls, you know, girls at the same time. One was successful, one wasn't, you know. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the movie or not. Go out there and go check it out. Called Class Act, like I said. One of my favorite songs in that movie right there. And, of course, it was this song didn't get no airplay, didn't get no radio play, no, not even on the box, none of that. It's just that I had the CD, the soundtrack I wanted from Power 102 back in the day, actually. And that's why when I fell in love with radio, when I first visited my first radio station back in 1993, I think it was. That's when I went to go to Power 102 over there in Clovis, little ass shack. But man, they were pumping out the jams then, man. Victor Humphrey Gunn Vargas, Renee Roberts, Jeff Davis, all those cats. You know, some of these guys are still on the radio now, like Jeff Davis and Mega 97.9 in Fresno. Victor Vargas, who knows where the fuck that dude is at now? Renee Roberts, I heard he's running for Hot 104.7 and Merced. But I'm getting off track here. Let's go back to what I was talking about. Class Act soundtrack. Great movie, man. These fools right here, you know, performed well on that movie. Love that movie. Made me laugh. I can still watch it still to this day. And the song was on there as well. The song is called Anything You Ask, Tara Kemp. Hope you guys enjoy this next song. This is Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly's Experience.
Thank you.
That's my girl, Tara Kemp. Anything You Ask, off the Class Act soundtrack. Man, love that movie. Makes me laugh, man. Just watch it over and over again. Never get tired of that movie. Reminds me of a kid growing up in Parlier, California. Fucking, when I first watched that movie, I was just, man, stuck. After that, I kept watching it over and over and over again, man. Never get tired of it. I even own the DVD still to this day, man. You know, fucking love that movie. But anyhow, this is Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly Experience. Next song right here is off another soundtrack. I'm just like, have a bunch of movie soundtracks all of a sudden today, right? this song right here was on a Don't Be a Menace soundtrack. It was the part where the girl's drinking a 40 ounce at that party. And then she goes, "You ain't my daddy. You ain't paying none of my bills. Mind your business." And then all of a sudden the song starts playing. "Ooh, that's my song. Oh my God, what the fuck am I doing?" And as the song starts playing in the background, man, and then, you know, she falls down, whatever. But, yeah, that's another song right there, man. I said I love watching movies. I love hearing the songs that come out on there. And, you know, eventually, I download them and put them on my iPod, and, you know, they become a part of my life. And I'm going to make it a part of your life today, okay? This is the Isley Brothers. Yes, back in the old school, man. These guys were rocking it back in the 50s and 60s, up into the 90s, even up into the 2000s. 50-some years of dropping dope, one dope jam after another, man. Collaborated with R. Kelly and so many different people. And right here, I'm going to play the song for you. This song is called "Let's Lay Together" from the Isley Brothers. You get it right here on Spanish Fly's Experience. the Isley Brothers, Let's Lay Together, coming off of the Don't Be a Menace soundtrack. Fucking crazy movie, man, where they did spoofs of different gangster movies from back in the days. You know, for example, Boys in the Hood was one of the movies that they spoofed on the most. But too many other movies to list. You know, I think there was Higher Learning and stuff on there too. You know, just different movies, man. What they put together, Wayans Brothers always do fucking great jobs when it comes to movies, spoofs and shit like that. But anyhow, what's going on, everybody? This is Spanish Fly. This is Spanish Fly's Experience. Next song right here is from a group from Houston, Texas, who only had a few albums out and weren't even very popular. But this next song right here, man, it caught my ear and was like, man, this sounds like a song that you don't get busy to. But then like, you start listening to the lyrics and like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on here? This song talking about breaking up, take your shit, get out of my house and all this other stuff. And, you know, it just trips me out. It's how they could take a love song, you know, with a beat, and then turn it into a total, like, breakup, like, get the fuck on kind of a song. But anyhow, this group right here, with their self-titled album called Ideal, this song is called Get Gone from a group called Ideal. And you get it right here on Spanish Fly's Experience. Oh, once before I go real quick, hold up. Before I go, I said I want to give a shout-out to Villains and Saints Clothing, man. Thank you guys for being a part of the show today. Of course, you know, helping me with sponsor my show, kind of, I guess you could say, today. But, yeah, like I said, go over there and check out their website and go into their Instagram. All kinds of different ways to go out there and purchase their clothing. So, Villains and Saints Clothing, big shout-outs to them. Thank you guys for being a part of the show today, man. All right, here's the song, Get Gone from Ideal, 1999. Enjoy the song, y'all. Spanish Fly's Experience.
It's alright.
That was ideal. Get gone. Taking care of you right here on this Friday. Spanish Fly's experience. Spanish Fly. And as this was being produced and recorded all that stuff, of course, you know, we had some sad news hit us today. Unfortunately, Miss Aretha Franklin, the queen of soul, the lady who won so many Grammy Awards, who was the first lady inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, just so many, you know, so many good songs after another, passed away today at the age of 78 years old. Unfortunately, she I guess suffered from diabetes and stuff, and you know, she had health problems throughout her years. She was overweight. I'm sorry, 76 years old. Had health problems and stuff like that, and you know, it's just like everything else, you know, just whatever you do bad affects you later on in life. But this lady right here, though, good songs, so many great songs out there, you know, like Respect, and you know, there's so many songs that I can't even remember, I can't even name them right now, so many. But she was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1942, passed away in Detroit, Michigan today, the age of 76. So I'm going to play this song right here as a tribute to you, Miss Aretha Franklin. We love you and we'll miss you. And, of course, we'll continue to always remember you. This song right here, this song is called You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. The name of the song, not me, all right? This is Spanish Fly with Spanish Fly's Experience. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin.
So uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to
song right there. Thank you so much, Miss Aretha Franklin. We will be missed. Songs like that can never be duplicated. Yes, you were a very beautiful singer. 112 singles. So many singles, man, that hit Billboard. You know, she has songs like Freeway of Love, Who's Zooming Who, Chain of Fools, Something He Can Feel, I Know You Were Waiting For Me, she did that with George Michaels. There's so many songs, man. She was just a fantastic, you know, singer. And You know, she will be missed, like I said. So, you know, we're just going to say this little quick little tribute to her. You know, wasn't planning on doing it this way. I had other songs planned, but, you know, I can't go without, you know, saying rest in peace to Miss Aretha Franklin. She's, you know, the reason why, you know, she paved the way for a lot of female singers, you know, like Beyonce and, you know, so many R&B singers, Diana Ross, just too many to name, you know. But this woman right here will never be forgotten. And, of course, we're going to play one more song for her, you know, for as a tribute. This song is called Freeway of Love. I'm talking about that pink Cadillac. So, rest in peace once again, Miss Aretha Franklin. Here's the song, Spanish Fly, Splashbacks, Spanish Fly. Freeway of Love from Aretha Franklin. Thank you so much, man. May you rest in paradise. We love you. We'll never forget you. That's right. This is Aretha Franklin, gone at the age of 76 years old in Detroit, Michigan. Rest in paradise. I want to say thank you to Rudy Herrera for producing this program for me. You know, he does such a great job every single week. You got to give him a round of applause, everyone. Yeah, out there listening. Good job, Rudy. Man, you're a badass, bro. Got to give it to you, man. You take care of me every single week, making my show possible. And, of course, you know, while he's not busy with that, he's also busy with his shirt business. You know, that one I was telling you guys about throughout the show, Villains and Saints. Go out there and go and buy those shirts, man. You know, do what you can to support Rudy Herrera and the Villains of Saints t-shirt clothing line, man. There's so many ways of getting them. Go to Instagram, look for the link on there for Villains of Saints. On Facebook, I believe there's a website, www.villainsandsaintsclothing.com. There's so much, you know, so many ways to show this dude love, you know, and buy the gear. Like I said, this gear right here is fresh, man. Get you, you know, any type of season, summer, spring, winter, fall. Got all sorts of different styles, and whatever kind of style will fit you, you know, whatever style will fit you for that season, whatever you like, they got it, man. Villains and Saints, you know what I'm saying? Representing both sides of the bad, the good, you know, whatever fuels you in life to move forward, and whatever motivates you, if it's being a villain, if it's being a saint, ain't no hating on this one right here, man. It goes both ways, all right? So that's why this clothing line was created, to show love to both sides, all right? All right. This is Spanish Fly. I'm a little tired right now, so I'm stuttering, you know, a little here and there. But I do my best, like I said, every single week to bring you this fabulous podcast. My boy Rudy Herrera as well does a fantastic job bringing it to life. You know, just got to say thank you all for listening once again. If you guys are out there, tell you guys' friends, let them know what's going on, all right? Let them know what's cracking every single Friday. The Spanish Fly Splashbacks on Mondays. I'm on the air or on this podcast, you know, can't stop me. I'm bringing you the music every single week, all right? This is Spanish Fly, and for Rudy Herrera, my producer, I am out. I will see you guys next Friday. Peace.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to villainsandsaintsclothing.com and use promo code SPANISHFLY to get 10% off your next order.